Your journey is your journey. Your journey is not the same as anybody else's. So put your head down, do the work, and know that you are trying to enjoy this journey, not just trying to get to that size 6 dress. You're trying to build a whole new lifestyle for yourself, and you want to enjoy it along the way.
Welcome to Reinvention Rebels. Stories of brave and unapologetic women 50 to 90 years young, who have boldly reimagined life on their own terms to find new purpose and possibilities. I'm your host, Wendy Battles. Ready for a dose of inspiration? Let's get to it. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Reinvention Rebels podcast. I'm really glad you're here. I'm your host, Wendy, and this is the place to come for information and inspiration to help us as we navigate midlife. I interview amazing women from all different backgrounds and experiences between 50 and 90 that are reinventing, they're figuring it out, they've got fits and starts, they've got challenges, but they're moving forward, often doing it scared. And we talk about how they are doing it, how they're overcoming the challenges, how they are shining and living their best life. If you are a new listener, I'm so glad you're here. And I hope you will soak up the collective wisdom of the women that share their inspiring, often remarkable reinvention stories. In a minute, I'm going to introduce you to my special guest for today's episode, who's really, really wonderful. But I want to check in about two things before we get there. First, I want to tell you about something that's coming up in May, between May 1st and 4th, the Goals with Souls Virtual Summit. It is an amazing mix of women who are inspirers in different ways, yours truly included, for a free summit with all kinds of fantastic virtual sessions. I just want you to mark your calendar. It's coming up. More information, I'll share more information in coming weeks, but wanted to just start telling you about this now because it's going to be really fantastic and it's free. So I hope that you'll come join me and get inspired with all of us. Second, I want to check in and see if you had a chance to listen to last week's episode, which is such a great precursor to today's episode, my conversation with Delia, because I talked a lot about my midlife body. You know how when things change, we're not always happy, but we have to find that happy medium and figure out how we can love ourselves up, changes and all. So it was a great episode about that. Plus, I shared my three favorite midlife-ish podcasts, or at least podcasts I listen to in midlife, that are helping me figure it out. So one for information, one for inspiration, and one that is about mindset shifts that are so important as we conquer lots of different things in midlife. So, of course, all the details are in the show notes. I hope you'll take a listen and let me know what you think. Now, let's get on to my guest today, Delia Douglas Ingram. You will love her story. Today, you are in for a special treat. I am being joined by my Instagram friend, Delia Douglas Ingram, who has a fantastic midlife reinvention story that will inspire all of us. She's going to tell us some of the details, but Delia has done a series of different things in her career. She has now moved on to, among other things, inspiring people about her fitness journey on Instagram. And she is motivating, inspiring, has great ideas, is incredibly authentic, and just shares so authentically about her journey and encourages other people too. Delia Douglas Ingram, welcome to the Reinvention Rebels guest chair.
Thank you, Wendy. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm very excited. You know, Delia, I'm not even sure when it was I started following you on Instagram, but all of a sudden I started seeing your posts and your videos and you working out and being super fit in your 50s. And I just was inspired by that and thought, I would love to know more about you and how this came to be. So you probably can imagine I have a lot of questions for you. And I would love to start by asking you to share a summary of your reinvention journey. What prompted you to reinvent yourself at midlife?
Well, you know, before you, when you were saying that you don't know how you came upon me, I think I fangirled you first. I think I fangirled you. I love your podcast, and I binge listened to your podcast for, you know, I think that from the beginning, I've listened to every episode, and I started following you, and I'm like, I love her voice, I love her platform, and I love that she gives, you know, midlife and beyond women a place to shine. And I started following you, and I don't know what happened. Somehow we connected in mutual likes on our posts and things like that. And then we just started to communicate. I think that's how it happened. But I think I definitely was the fangirler first. But to answer your question in regards to my my reinvention journey, at the age of 49, just a few months shy of my 50th birthday, I started needing to make changes. And the catalyst for that was my struggle with perimenopausal symptoms. I had been in a very stressful job for almost 25 years. At the time, it was 20 years when I started. It was a job that I worked with rotating shifts. And that in itself is very difficult. But when you couple that with perimenopausal symptoms, it just became way more difficult than I had ever imagined. And so all the things that were manageable for me just became so unmanageable thereafter. I worked as a 911 dispatcher. So that in itself just brought its own stresses. And I think that it just started to just climb for me. And when it comes to the perimenopausal symptoms, I was never told that they would be like this. I was told about mood swings. I was told about the hot flashes. No one told me about anxiety. No one told me about loss of confidence. No one told me about insomnia, brain fog. But all of that was just being, you know, brought upon me and at such a pace. Right. So it really kind of caused me to question my abilities. It caused me to I think I started feeling very low because the symptoms were just so bad. But I realized that the symptoms that were more debilitating for me were the emotional symptoms. Right. And I started feeling a lot weaker than I was comfortable with. I started feeling, and I'm not saying weaker physically. I mean, that was in itself a part of it as well. But the worst part for me was the emotional. Like I felt like I needed to build myself back up. So yeah. That's when I decided that I wanted to heal myself because I realized that I was hurting.
Now, one thing that you said that struck me is that you recognize this, and that has everything to do with being self-aware.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You notice what was going on with you. You notice mm-hmm. the changes. You notice that you didn't like it. And you also said, I want to do something about this. I don't like this and I want to change it. Uh-huh. And I think that's where it has to start. For whatever reason, something strikes us and this isn't the way I want to go or the direction I want to go. So I appreciate that you had so much self-awareness about both physically and mentally, emotionally.
And I didn't start off, you know, the word reinvention, I didn't start off saying, I'm going to reinvent myself. I started off just wanting to heal. I wanted to make that next chapter of my life different. I figured that at some point I wasn't feeling as if I was preparing myself to thrive when that time came around. And I don't know why fitness became something that I don't know why it popped into my head. I really don't know why it popped into my head. I think that my daughter was talking about feeling strong after working out with a certain trainer. And I thought, yeah, I want to feel that way. I want to feel strong again. Now, keep in mind that I had never worked out. I never had a regular fitness regime. I led a very sedentary life. Shift work and motherhood and being a wife and just being all things to all people does not facilitate that type of a life, right?
It does not.
So this was a total change for me when you're used to putting everyone first. Putting myself first was just a new thing. And I decided that I needed to do that.
You know, I think that idea of putting ourselves first is hard for so many women because we do have so many demands, because we feel obligated to often please everybody. Mm-hmm. How were you able to make that shift? Because that's so central to you making some changes. How did you, you know, shift your mindset to be able to have a Delia priority list, you know, this is important for me?
It wasn't without guilt. It wasn't without guilt because when you're a people pleaser and you're used to being the person everyone calls on when they need something, you feel guilty when you have to make changes that doesn't accommodate that role, right? So what I started doing was I let my family know that I'm about to embark on something. I'm about to change the way that I live. I'm trying to get healthy and I needed their support. Now, my husband and my kids, they were so supportive of me. And my daughter suggested that I call her trainer or text her trainer. And I did that. And that when he said yes, he would train me, I was so scared. Wendy, I was so scared because you know when you want something but you really don't know if you really want it because you know the hard work that's coming thereafter? That's what happened once he said yes. And when I left that day to go for the first training session, I was scared, but I knew I needed to do it. And I knew that it was going to be something that was going to change my life. I felt it because I was one of those people that would sign up for the gym and have like that 1-year membership. And for the first few weeks I was going, and then they would take my money for the rest of the year because I wouldn't be going because I just could not stick to any sort of an exercise plan. But there was a desperation in me when I left that day. I was desperate to make changes and I knew that I needed to start filling my cup because I would have nothing left, you know, when my family needed a drink. I would have nothing to pour from. I showed up at that gym and I felt like a fish out of water. The good thing about it is I managed to find a trainer, and this person, my daughter's trainer, was someone that was so patient with me and was able to take me from ground zero to like 100, right? My confidence started to build. It took a while, like just little by little. I didn't even know how to use the machine properly. I remember being on the elliptical machine and a woman came up to me and she said to me, "You're making it so hard for yourself. Why are you going backwards?" And I said, "What?" I go, "I'm not doing it right." She goes, "No, you're doing it the wrong way." And she proceeded to show me how to use it. She showed me what level was appropriate for my fitness level and what speed I should try to keep it at. And I was so grateful. She was also a midlife woman. And to this day, I still train with her because she was just so awesome and so patient with me. So for people out there who are just hesitant to put themselves in that type of position, just know that there are people out there. You will find your people who will help you to navigate this. And if for some reason you show up and that's not the place for you, try somewhere else. There's somewhere else that you will feel a belonging.
I love what you just said because you're talking a lot about the how. I know that sometimes we think we want something different, but we don't know how to go about doing it. And one of the first things you said is that you enlisted your family to help you. They were supportive. It was your daughter's trainer that was the catalyst for getting started. Then you found this friend at the gym that helped you along your path. And I think part of the how of reinventing ourselves or working toward really any goal is to have what I call your reinvention dream team. You know, you've got your supporters and people that have your back, that encourage you, that remind you you can do it even when sometimes you think you can't. You know, some days a great day, other days aren't. And I appreciate that you had a series of different people, from your trainer to your family to friends of the gym, that have all been part of this journey you've been on in many different ways. And I think that makes a difference.
Yeah, it really does make a difference. And, you know, I say that you don't have to have a trainer to start a fitness journey. It just happens to be what worked for me. I felt that when I made an appointment and I showed up, that's my thing. I need to know where to be, what time to be there. And that's how I get it done. And I like having someone to feel accountable to. I value his time. So when I go there, I don't have my phone on where I am answering calls. So my family knows that during that time, they're not going to be able to reach me because that is my time. And my daughter, she's always telling me, Mom, you earned this. You earned this. And it means so much to me that they recognize that. I think they recognize that I was hurting and I needed something for me.
Yeah. And they were right there with you, helping you make it a priority. Mm-hmm. That's part of what that tells me. Mm-hmm. Is that they honor your boundaries. They know that this is important. They support you. And I know it's different because your kids are older. It's not like you've got small children. So the needs are very different. So you have created this space to make it so much easier to focus on yourself. But I appreciate that they're right there with you. And you also said something else that struck me, which is that sometimes it can feel overwhelming. If we haven't been working out, if we're not familiar with gyms, it can feel like a foreign place.
Yeah.
And that it's okay to ask, to get help, to not know how to use a piece of equipment and ask someone that could help us, and that we don't have to feel so intimidated. Or if we do, we could go to a different gym, to your point.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being at the gym, I think that midlife women, I'm just speaking from experience, like we can feel intimidated by the younger crowd at the gym, right? But when you get there, put your head down and know that you're there for you. Right? You realize that choosing yourself means that you're choosing your family, meaning choosing to do this for yourself means that you're choosing to do this for your family so that you'll be whole to come home to them. Put your head down, do the work, and realize that those people over there that you're worried about are really not even looking at you. You know, they're so busy on their own journeys. Do not be intimidated by the younger set. I say that when I show up at the gym, I don't even know who's there. And people at the gym make jokes about it. They go, when Delia works out, she doesn't even talk to anybody. And it's just, it's because I get in the zone. I know what I'm there for. I think in midlife, we are not bothered with the BS, right? We've been there, done that. We are purposeful. We are showing up at the gym because we're there for a purpose. So let's forget about what everybody might be looking at or who's doing better than the other person. Don't compare yourself at all when you get there. Your journey is your journey. Your journey is not the same as anybody else's. So put your head down, do the work, and know that you are trying to enjoy this journey, not just trying to get to that size 6 dress. You're trying to build a whole new lifestyle for yourself, and you want to enjoy it along the way.
I think that that is key, doing it for yourself on your own terms, which is what I hear you saying, and really making that space. I'm curious that you've been working on this for a while, and what have been the results from when you started and when you didn't know much about the gym and you hadn't really worked out to now? What are some of the ways that you have changed?
Well, I started working out. I guess I should tell you what I actually do or how I started. I started working out 3 times a week with my trainer. That's 1-hour sessions. At some point, he started me on the treadmill. So he had me just, walking on the treadmill. So it started off as just a walk. Then it went to a little bit of a fast walk. Then it went to a bit of a jog. And then it turned into a little bit of a run. And before you know it, he was encouraging me to run outdoors. So now I also run outdoors. And Wendy, I don't run. Running is not my thing. It's never been my thing, but somehow I've developed a love for it. So I do my gym training. I work out by running on a regular basis. But what I've seen, and you're asking what's been the changes as well that I've made, there's been so many changes to me, to my self-confidence. You know, they say the best outfit you can wear when you walk into a room is confidence. I lost that. And somehow over the course of the last few years, I've been able to gain that back. Also, it wasn't just a body thing. It wasn't just a scale. You know, I don't even use the scale. The people that follow me on Instagram know I don't ever talk about weight because weight was never my goal. The weight part of it and the weight loss was just the bonus, right? That just came as an aside to this entire process. The journey to me was so much bigger than that weight loss. You know, it's funny when one day I was in the mirror, it was about maybe a year into this journey, and I was in the bathroom and I saw something on my stomach and I started to panic. And I yelled for my husband. I said, you know, Derek, come here. What do you think this thing is? And he looked at me and he said, Delia, that's your abdominal muscles. And I was shocked. I was like, what? I've never seen those before in my life. But things like that motivated me to continue. So seeing the changes in my body, seeing the strength in my arms, and just building on each of the little things that my trainer taught me, and to be able to actually be on Instagram doing these things, these push-up challenges, or, you know, doing the burpees in the gym, or all of those things. Those are things that I never would have thought that I would be able to do, and they were never in my wheel well at all.
Are you thinking, I'll have some of what she's having? Reinvention Ripples are amazing, as you can hear from our discussion. They've put themselves first, decided their dreams matter, and are taking action. They have unleashed their inner rebel and are living on purpose in midlife. Are you ready to start putting yourself first and embark on your midlife dreams, focused on what you want, not others' ideas of what you should do? Come check out my new audio course, Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out, 8 Essentials to Greenlight Your Life. I share my roadmap to get you started on your reinvention journey with the key components you need to navigate detours and get on the road to smooth reinvention sailing. Sis, it is time to give yourself the green light to shine in midlife and crush those dreams of yours with joy and purpose. Join today and let's reinvent and get inspired together. Details are in the show notes. Hey, Rebels. I want to take a moment to tell you about a really cool podcast I think you're going to like called Becoming Your Best Version. I know how much you love the Reinvention Rebels podcast. That's why I think you're going to like this one too. Maria Leonard Olson is the host. She has all kinds of inspiring guests on. I'm honored to say that I'm going to be one of her upcoming guests in June. She is really interesting. She's a lawyer, journalist, author. She works to amplify women's voices and really share about their lives, their work, and important life lessons to inspire all of us. And she's super smart. She graduated from Boston College and the University of Virginia Law School. She worked in the Clinton Justice Department and is also a civil litigation attorney in Washington, D.C. Plus, she wrote a super cool book called 50 After 50, Reframing the Next Chapter of Your Life. So, you know, she's helping all kinds of women, just like me, helping them rediscover, tune in, grow, and expand. She's also done a really cool TEDx talk, and she is just interesting with a very cool podcast. I hope you'll take a listen. You can check it out at marialeonardolson.com, and the details are in the show notes. It's amazing what's possible when we take it step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, instead of saying, I'm going to like lose X number of pounds and do whatever, but when we just kind of get to one goal and then we grow from there.
Yeah.
It feels like it sets us up for much more success than when we sometimes have a very lofty goal that isn't necessarily realistic. It might be in our mind, but then when we get down to it, we give up or we don't. But I appreciate that you had success and then you went on to your next one.
When I went into this, I realized it was not going to be a short-term solution. I realized that this was a lifestyle change for me, and a lifestyle change means for the rest of my life. It does not mean that I, after about a year, I go back to eating processed foods and, you know, sitting on the couch with chips or whatever. Like, it does not mean that. It means changing your life. Because unless you look at it as a lifestyle change, it will not be sustainable for you. It has to be, and it has to be incremental too. You can't just go cold turkey. I understand that some people do that where they say, I'm never eating a piece of cake again. I'm just going to eat one on my birthday. No, eat what you need to eat in moderation. Just be very mindful. Be mindful of what you're putting in your body. Be mindful of your portions. And just know that we are human beings and we do make mistakes. So if you make a mistake, if you call it a mistake, and you eaten something that you feel, oh my goodness, I must have had like a gazillion calories here. Who cares? Move on. Move on. That is past. Do not let it be the sabotage where you're going to go back and just be so down on yourself. Just continue. Everyone that you see on Instagram that's showing that they're eating clean and they're doing this, they're doing that, they all have their days where they're off the wagon. But you just don't see that. So just realize that you're human and you just have to give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Do not be hard on yourself. Your journey, if you want to reinvent yourself when it comes to fitness, your journey is going to be full of ups and downs. And just roll with it and just keep picking yourself up, dusting yourself off and moving on.
That's really great advice, especially the idea of offering ourselves grace, because I think women especially we're very hard on ourselves. We can beat ourselves up, and starting fresh by reinventing ourselves in whatever way we're doing that, whether it's fitness wise or career wise or something else, is a great time for a do-over in our thinking and our mindset, and offering ourselves more grace and opportunity to sometimes fail and then start again. Because I also think that there is so much wisdom in our failures, or if we fall off the wagon and maybe we learn, well, next time I'm going to do it a little differently. So there's always possibility, I believe, in even if we fail.
Yeah. But you know, they say it's not a mistake, it's a lesson, right? And the beautiful thing about this life is that we get to renew, we get to rest, we get to refocus. We get to rejuvenate. So that is, and that's what I love about your podcast, because it talks about your reinvention. We are made for that. We are made to evolve. The world is evolving and we have to evolve with it. So it is just it's a process. You're not going to be static. We are all changing. We all have that opportunity to renew and to refocus.
Absolutely. And I always remember too, that there's no limit on how many times we can reinvent ourselves.
No.
We can do it as many times as we want to when, you know, we feel inspired. So I appreciate that, you know, us being in our 50s is just the beginning, at least the beginning of the second half of our life. And it can be filled with as many possibilities as we want.
As we want. You know, I can see you thinking, Wendy, but you know, being in the second chapter, who wants to be on the sidelines? I know I don't. I want to live fully. I want to do things that I didn't get the opportunity to do in my younger years because of life, because of family, because of everything, because of career. Now you have the second chance, but the way to be able to maneuver the second part of life is through self-care. Self-care to me, I know the word gets thrown around quite a bit nowadays, but it is very important word, especially in midlife. And for women who, like I mentioned before, with the perimenopausal symptoms, the best way I know how to counteract those is self-care, right? That second half, navigating that, you have to be willing to put yourself first. And there's no shame in that. And there is no need for guilt. Because when you choose yourself, you're choosing your family. This second chapter, I'm so excited to see where I go from here. I'm being given an opportunity that I've never had before, and that's stillness. I haven't had a chance to be still and be present with myself and get to know myself the way that I have for the last few months. So I'm just so excited for what the future holds for me in this next chapter.
I'm excited too. And you know, I talk a lot on the podcast about the power of stillness, getting quiet, slowing down, that when we offer ourselves that opportunity and that space as you're doing, we can uncover a lot of inner wisdom.
Yeah. You can rediscover your purpose in stillness. You can rediscover your purpose in stillness. And I don't know any better way to do it than that. I know that when the time comes, something will speak to me. And if I continue to, if I know I've mentioned before, I don't know if I mentioned at the start, that I recently retired from my job as a 911 dispatcher after 25 years. Right now, I'm learning the art of stillness. And it's such a beautiful thing because it doesn't mean I'm just going to sit down and not do anything. It just means that I'm allowing my mind to be at rest so that I can invite the things in that might be feeding my soul in this second half of my life. And that is what I'm in the process of trying to do right now. It's a new thing for me and it's a learned behavior. So I'm learning, I'm trying to learn it because I've never had that opportunity before. It seems like a luxury, I guess. And we have to think that this second half for us women, especially, this is a chance for us to be who we didn't get a chance to be when we were younger. And I'm just speaking from experience here.
Absolutely right. I think all that you're saying is so spot on. Slowing down, tuning in, and being open to all kinds of possibilities. It doesn't necessarily have to be, well, I think I'm going to do this, because sometimes that stillness leads us in ways we don't expect, or maybe is bigger and juicier than we might have thought it could be. So your idea of living with less limits or more limitless is intriguing in midlife, because I think for so many women, we have been in these boundaries, the family boundaries, marriage boundaries, career boundaries, whatever they might be. It's different for everyone, but most of us have felt some degree of, I'm obligated to do all these things. And it almost feels strange to have more space and openness.
Yes. And, you know, I wanted to touch on, too, the whole do it scared thing. I just love that term because I think that for us, we get, just like you said, we get put ourselves in the box, the family box and all of that. But, and when it's time to step out, we're scared. And it's a big step, right? So we have to realize that the butterflies that we feel, everyone has that. The butterflies are normal. The butterflies, though, are what fuels you. The butterflies will fuel you to get to that next step, right? When I lace up to go for a run, I have butterflies. When I lace up to go walking with my husband, I don't have butterflies. But when I wake up, when I lace up to go for a run, I have butterflies. When I step out to go for a training session and I walk into that gym, I somehow still get butterflies, right? But for the years that I worked as a 911 dispatcher, as I drove to work, I got butterflies. But those butterflies fueled me to do some of my best work. It fueled me to do some of the work that I'm the most proud of. And so that was career-wise or in my personal life. I use butterflies as fuel. That is that when I feel that thing in the pit of my stomach, I know I'm doing the right thing.
I love that. When you feel that pit in the bottom of your stomach, you know you're doing the right thing, because often it feels like you get that feeling, which doesn't feel good generally, the butterflies in the stomach, and you want to run away or run the other direction.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate what you just said, that you know you're on the right track when you get that feeling. And yes, so much of this is unknown. It's new. Reinventing yourself is all about something new and different. And it is so easy to be scared or nervous or unsure, which I totally get because I've been that way before. But I also have spent many different occasions leaping and just not knowing where I was going to land, but I trusted it was going to work out. So I was willing to do it scared. I was willing to try it. And I hear you saying something very similar.
You know, It's a learned, I mentioned that it was a learned behavior, but this embracing fear for me and embracing, it's not embracing fear, but more embracing change. Let's just call it embracing change, right? I have been doing the same thing for so long. And they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I have been embracing change, and I found that joy was on that other side of that. When I pushed through and I embraced change and I pushed through that fear, I found joy. And that's how it has been with my fitness journey, with coming out on Instagram and doing these things and posting these things. I would have never thought, if you told my 20-year-old self that I would be doing something like that, she would laugh at you and say, which Dahlia are you talking about? You know, because that's never been me. I was always an introvert. I was never someone that liked to be on display in any way. But it was just about wanting to do something different. And in the process, I found joy and I found a community.
Community is so important in this equation. What does being part of a community do for you and help you? How, in what way does that help you?
You know, being part of a community, it's inspirational for me, because they say they find inspiration in me, but there's so many of the people that I have on Instagram that follow me and I follow back that they inspire me so much. They're people in midlife that are starting businesses, new businesses, starting from scratch. They're traveling on their own, starting after losing a partner, or they are just trying to embark on fitness journeys themselves. There's so many inspirational women that are part of that community of midlife women on Instagram that are uplifting each other on a daily basis. I found that when I was in my 20s, I didn't feel that community with the people in the same age group. I didn't feel that community with the people in the same age group in my 20s. I don't know if we were just all so busy that we never looked at each other or tried to uplift each other. But the community of midlife women, both in real life and on social media, for me, have been such, like, it's been like a godsend to me. They uplift me. They will pray for me. They send me a message if they haven't heard from me for a little bit to see if I'm okay. They ask me to do things like this, like being on a podcast like Wendy did. And it's been wonderful, because they say, you know, the best way to gain strength, for a woman to gain strength, is to lift another woman up. And all these women lift me up. They lift me up on a daily basis, and I try to do the same thing for them.
I think that is so key, this idea of community and being uplifted. I completely agree with you, Dahlia. And I especially felt that way during the pandemic, when we were also isolated. So it was hard to see our friends that we know we used to see in person. And it was such an amazing extension of community to build this community online. And as you said, to connect with people that could be anywhere in the world, but it's amazing the commonalities we have across all kinds, you know, all kinds of differences, where you can be so connected to someone that you've only met online. Maybe you haven't ever seen them in person, but have a really deep connection with them. And it reminds me that community is wherever we create it to be. It could be online, in person, a hybrid version of that. And I think that's exciting as we grow in midlife, that we can grow our tribe.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the pandemic has been terrible for us all. But if there's one positive that I can draw from, it's the sense of community that was built out of necessity, really, during this pandemic, because a lot of us would not have reached out as much as we did if we were not so isolated, especially, you know, for people who are not naturally outgoing or naturally extroverted, right? This pandemic allowed communities to form. And you can see that throughout this pandemic, you could see little communities forming on Instagram, and it was a beautiful thing. And people started to realize that we have more in common than we do differences, right? And so that's been wonderful. And the community of people on Instagram that it's not just about liking videos. It's about just that way to go, girl, that sending you that little way to go, girl message that just makes your day. And you just you try to do it in return.
It makes all the difference. And it's always surprising to see that we have more cheerleaders than we think. We have all these people pulling for us. Mm-hmm. And as you said, in turn, we encourage people as well. And that feels good, because so many people are still isolated after the pandemic and struggling. So I feel grateful for this really strong community that we have. And it also reminds me that we all have the ability to find our tribe wherever that might exist, whether it's online, in person, you know, whatever that might be. But sometimes it just takes a while to find your people. You have to sometimes do a little searching to find those people that have your back, that encourage you. Not the naysayers that are like, really, Delia? Do you really think you can do that?
Really, Delia? You're really doing a push-up challenge? You're in your 50s, for heaven's sakes. You're a grandmother. What are you doing? So yeah, it's important to find that tribe of people that that support you. I love the community that I've found, and I would never have thought in my wildest dreams that I would have found a group of people that actually needed to hear what I had to say. And I was just floored because, I mean, I do my little morning motivations and things like that, but I didn't realize that people were reading it and were feeding on that and like getting so much out of my little blurbs in the morning, or putting that skip in their step when they read them, and it puts that little skip in their step going out the door that morning. It brings me so much joy because I didn't realize it was doing that for people until people would reach out to me to tell me. I had no idea. I was just trying to heal myself through giving myself positive thoughts in the morning. First thing in the morning, I do a little good morning motivation on Instagram. And it was for me, it was to let me be able to leave my house in a good frame of mind when I'm going to drive for an hour to work and deal with unforeseen these circumstances that I have no control over. But I wanted to at least start with that little bit of positivity, and to know that other people were, that it resonated with other people, that meant so much to me. And it encouraged me to keep going and to keep posting them. And so I'm so happy that people find inspiration in the words that I put out there in the mornings.
I do. I love it. And I love when you post flowers, these beautiful flowers, and then you write some inspiring or uplifting message. That's a great thing to see first thing in the morning to set the tone for the day. I love it.
Well, they call me Delia, right? So I have to do flowers.
Right.
My mother didn't name me Delia for nothing, but I love flowers. I find the beauty, such beauty in nature. And flowers has been something that always brought my mood up. So I decide whenever I would see a beautiful one, I would take pictures. So I have all these beautiful pictures of some unique flowers, some not so unique, but every picture is so different and just so so intricate. So I like to post them so that I can share it with the online community.
It's really wonderful. As we are starting to wrap up, I would like to ask you about your reinvention journey one last time. If you had to give it a theme, what would that be?
Well, I would say it would be strengthening mind and body, one push-up at a time, because push-ups are something that I think I'm known for, but push-ups just make me feel strong. They give me that mood boost. And my trainer always says to me that you always do normal push-ups. You never try to do the modified anymore. It's because I get such a pump from, you know, just doing something like that, because I couldn't even do a regular push-up when I started. So in the process of strengthening mind and body, that push-up helped me do that, because that push-up gave me my confidence back. Those push-ups made me feel that I had something to offer. I was still strong. I was still vital. It's amazing what movement and physical fitness can do to your mind, can do to your emotions. And that is what has helped me all along this journey. So the strength, mind and body strength.
That's powerful. Strengthening your mind and body one push-up at a time. Girl, that is inspiring. And, you know, your journey reminds me, hearing how it unfolded, how you gathered your supporters, how you took it one step at a time, how it evolved slowly and you got stronger and one thing led to the next. Reminds me that if you can do that, if you can strengthen your body and your mind in midlife, that all of us can find our own version of that, of feeling strong in body and mind. And it might not look exactly like yours because, girl, I just can't run. I've got bad knees and I would love to be a runner too. I would just love that. But I'm also remembering that's okay. There's many other things that I can do. And so I think it's all just finding the right fit for each of us. And your story reminds us that it is possible to find our people, to find what works for us, to grow and blossom. Delia, blossom.
Yeah. I get that. Very good, Wendy.
Right? That we can blossom in really amazing ways. So I just really, well, before we go though, I have to ask you, how can people find you? Yeah, I know you got your Instagram followers that are already listening to this, but so many people that don't know you until now are going to want to follow you and get inspired by you. Where can they find you?
Well, I'm mostly on Instagram, because that's the capacity that I have right now is Instagram. So I am Dougie Ng on Instagram. I've also started TikTok, which it's a very new thing for me, but I am on TikTok. Same thing. I am Dougie Ng. And I'm on YouTube. I post some of my shorts, some of my short videos on YouTube. And I am Dougie Ng there as well. So it's very easy to find me. And if you're on Instagram, send me a message, send me a DM. If you have a question about my journey, I'm more than happy to share.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And we will link to all of those social media sites in the show notes so people can easily find you and connect with you. Delia, I cannot thank you enough for gracing me with your presence, for sharing your inspiring story, for reminding us that anything is possible. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Wendy. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Hey, Rebels. Wasn't that awesome? Didn't you love what Delia had to say? The journey she went on, the fits and starts, but how she went from not being happy with where she was in midlife, both physically and mentally, to really being on fire. But you heard about the work it took. It wasn't an overnight magic kind of thing. She put the work in. She made the changes. She shifted her mindset. And I want to suggest to you that that's possible for all of us, of course, in our own unique ways. But no matter where we are, we can carve out our own path too, if we so choose. And one of the things that I love that she talked about is this idea of doing it scared, that she had one of those moments where she was doing it scared, or maybe a lot of moments. And I think that's true for many of us. It's not always easy to do this work. In fact, it's often very, very difficult to peel back the layers and uncover things and go a little deeper to figure out what we want to do, what we're meant to do, our unique path. So I love this idea of doing it scared. If this piqued something in you, I want to encourage you to download my Do It Scared cheat sheet, because I've got some great questions in there for you that will help you think about your own reinvention journey. So check that out in the show notes. I'm really looking forward to seeing you back here next week for another episode. And please keep shining your light. The world needs you and all that you have to offer. Are you tired of waiting for someday? Feel like you're too old or it's too late to reinvent yourself? Unsure of how you'd even get started on the path to midlife reinvention? I'm here to help. As your guide on the side and host of the top 2% globally rated Reinvention Rebels podcast, I've been around the reinvention block a lot. Here's a simple way you can get started. Sign up for my free audio, 5 questions to spark your curiosity and inspire your Reinvention Rebel journey. It all starts with getting curious about what's possible. And I've got 5 questions to help tease out some very cool ideas. Let's get started. Details are in the show notes.